This podcast replay is brought to you by Choice Mortgage Bank. Fixed rates at an all-time low. Call Michael, 561-441-2730. Refinance or lower those monthly payments. Get off the fence. Stop renting. Call 561-441-2730. Interesting to watch last night was the Panthers losing to the Jets 4-3. And what isn't fun is watching the struggles of Bobrovsky. And listen, it's funny how everybody now is on the bandwagon of talking about how Bobrovsky is struggling. When 3 weeks ago, we were going, what's going on with this Bobrovsky guy? And then the excuses are, well, it's his first month, and notoriously, he's a slow starter, and Coach Quinville, I got to tell you, man, there was a part of me that was wondering, who do you start last night? Do you go back to Monty? Now, here's what I think is going to happen. I have no insight on this. I'm not a hockey expert by any means, except I can point out that Bobrovsky was struggling before all the hockey experts. But anyway, I'm not a hockey expert by any stretch. I don't know Quinville. I've never covered him. I don't deal with him on a daily basis. I only see what you see on television. Okay? Let me just be clear right now. But I got a feeling that Coach Q put a test yesterday on measuring where Bobrovsky is at, and he failed. And I think the next time Monty gets to come in like that and plays the hot hand again, I think he's going to stay there, and they're going to give him a little bit of a ride the next go around. I think this time, because we're early in the season, they're not buried in a hole or anything like that. They're doing fine in the standings. I think Q said, you know, maybe Bobrovsky watching the kid save his ass the other night gets him a little focused and ready to go. And then when he gives up those three goals last night, you're like, okay, dude, what the hell's going on? I'm just saying, it'll be interesting to see the next time Monty comes out, if he plays well and Bob's not playing well, does he stay with Monty and give him a little bit of a ride? Because that's what I thought would have been interesting last night. But if you start Monty last night, then you start a goaltending controversy. Last night, Coach Q said, all right, let me give him an opportunity to redeem himself after the kid bailed his ass out. Now that you failed me, I now have the green light to experiment with the youngster. Again, not a hockey expert, just playing the psychological approach to all of this, and I think there might be some truth to that. He wanted to avoid a controversy. Because we were all dancing a little bit around it, right? He's not playing well. Monty's playing better. Monty doesn't play nearly as much as Bob. So you figure, okay, what's going on here? I think
let's be honest.
Next couple of weeks, we are going to find out if we have a goalie controversy here. Well, maybe not even a controversy, but a problem. A problem, because if the youngster somehow or another starts to become the better goaltender, wow, that's a major problem.
Let's be honest, though. Everybody telling us he starts slow, that's the only reason that there hasn't been more of a swell of exactly what you're talking about, is because we were told, this is how this guy operates. This is how he starts.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of quelled the situation, but we're almost, what, a quarter through the season, right? Mm-hmm. We're at about about 17, pretty, 18 games, maybe 20.
They're about a quarter of season.
Yeah, you know, the starting slow. We're 25% in, man. Come on.
They are 19 games in, so almost, pretty much a quarter.
Yeah. No, yeah. You should be in season form, correct?
No, there's a problem right now. Bobrovsky is a problem right now because they're paying you to be elite, and he is not anywhere near elite. And he's ranked one of the worst goaltenders right now in the league. There's no way. I mean, right now, Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu have got to be going crazy at this point. Think about this. How frustrating it must be for those owners. Because the youngster wasn't ready, right? Now, all of a sudden, you need a great goaltender in order to get something done in the NHL. So they go out and they buy the best guy available in free agency. They bring him in, and now he's not doing well. But the youngster that wasn't ready and was brought up to just kind of fill in a little bit, learn from the future Hall of Famer, the youngster's now outplaying the old man. Can you imagine how frustrating that has to be for the owners of the Florida Panthers? Those guys must be so frustrated. They got to be punching walls and breaking furniture. I know if I was Viola and Cifu and I spent that kind of money on my goaltender and he's playing like that, I'd be pissed. I'd be supremely pissed. I'd be so supremely pissed that my ascot would have an ascot. That's how pissed I would be. Supremely pissed. I mean, come on. That's what stood out in that game last night. Just pissed me off. It's a game you should have won at home. It's not like Winnipeg's a terrible team or anything, but you're a pretty good team. You're at home. Let's go. Take care of home ice.